Thank you, Ken. I'd like to take a moment here and ask you how we can bring all this back to the individual, to the person listening now. What I'd like to ask is if you could speak directly to how we can most effectively hold all of this in our own experience, and what we can do in addition to simply being aware of the map.
It'll start with individuals needing to simply familiarize themselves with the overall map and the overall operating system. Because again, this will become psychoactive, but psychoactive only if you familiarize yourself with the general landscape. So that's what we'll be doing in the coming weeks, giving people a chance to familiarize themselves with this landscape. And we hope, of course, in many ways, that it'll be fun, it'll be enjoyable, because it starts to show you things that, you know, you never considered, really, either considered possible or even thought about. So we've given just a quick rundown of some of these major levels. Most people weren't aware that these levels of worldview and levels of values and levels of, if we could go through them, there are different motivations, different needs, different fears, different pathologies. I mean, it's astonishing. Most people had no idea that that was there. And they also had no idea that the vast majority of arguments, conflicts, problems that are occurring, both in an individual and in the world, are due to conflicting levels. Not humans, levels. So on the one hand, that gives us hope, because humans don't have to fight, and it's not humans that fight. And so to begin with, we become familiar with the terrain, familiar with the landscape. And what that does, among other things, is to help increase communication and understanding of other people. And so it's very likely, as we look at all of the data and information, that evolution will simply continue unfolding. So no matter how high a level we think we are, there's almost certainly always going to be something higher. So there's no reason for us to get a swelled head and, oh, look at me, I'm king of the hill, or I'm, you know, top of the heap. What it is extremely useful for is in terms of understanding and communicating with other people. And that starts with whether it's your boss, whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parents. And so we also find, I mean, very common in relationships. If you understand it, though, then you can communicate much more clearly. And most importantly, you don't take it personally. So, and this goes across the board. So one of the main things is start to familiarize yourself with the landscape, and then start to see how it can help you understand other individuals, both your close friends and events on the news. And so that gets you opened to allowing levels to become psychoactive. So once you become familiar with that terrain, your brain will actually open up to the possibility that, wait a minute, I'm not at the highest level of my capacity. I can actually develop higher potentials, higher deals, higher perspectives, higher dimensions. Just knowing that will open the brain to that. And so it will start that process.